When it comes to complaining about public services, do you know exactly what to do? Well, the Public Service Ombudsman is busy today. She is hosting a ombudsmen and indeed human rights commissioners from around the world in Belfast. And the Public Service Ombudsman is available to speak to us now on the phone. Marie Anderson. Marie, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Frank.
So today, it's a heck of a lineup. My goodness, if you want to lodge a complaint about anything that's happening across Europe today, get yourself into Belfast because the right people are there to listen. But what is today's conference about?
Today's conference is about ombudsman and human rights and introducing a human rights-based approach to the work of the ombudsman. And I have with me here the Catalonian ombudsman, Rafael Ribó, who is our keynote speaker this morning. And we're absolutely delighted to have such an international audience of ombudsmen and human rights from across the world.
So what are the main issues for you, first of all, here in Belfast, in Northern Ireland? What are people complaining to you about?
Well, it's interesting that your last piece dealt with waiting lists and health. In fact, the largest amount of complaints to my office, about 80% of the workload, is about health complaints and really about people being misdiagnosed or not getting the care and treatment that they need. Quite serious complaints, and they're rather complex. So it is important that when we approach these complaints that we think about the individual as a human being and that we think about their rights. So that is why we are here, really, Frank.
And the Public Service Ombudsman, does the ordinary Joe and Josephine in the street know how to go about contacting the Public Service Ombudsman, who is indeed you? Or do you need to be a bigger agency, a bigger group to approach you?
No, absolutely not. We have a free phone helpline, 0800 343424. You can contact us by email or you can walk into our office in Wellington Place in Belfast. So we do welcome visitors. And in the last month, Frank, people do know that we're here. In the last month, our complaints have gone up by 50%. So people do know about us.
At what point do you actually intervene and take a complaint on board?
The individual has to complain first to the body, and that is the way ombudsmen work. We are offices of last resort. They must complain first to the body, and then they come to my office. And my staff are very willing, very skilled, and very happy to help.
Your keynote speaker, is he actually with you?
Yes, he is. This is Rafael Ribó, and he is the Catalonian ombudsman. I'll hand you over to him now, Frank.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Marie Anderson, the new public service ombudsman here locally, and Rafael is busy in Catalonia. Rafael, good morning.
Good morning.
Very welcome to Belfast. Are the issues in your area of Spain and the issues here similar or entirely different?
No, quite similar. We cover all issues that could affect citizens in front of any type of administration and public services, but also in front of private companies that offer general interest services like electricity, water, telephone, etc.
And how important are the links between what you're doing and what other ombudsmen and human rights commissioners are doing in other areas and us here in Belfast? Are the links ongoing or is it just an annual get-together?
No, the links are going on because we have an institute called IOI, International Ombudsman Institute. Now I am the president in the European continent, European region, and we often meet and change our experiences and we learn from each other.
So the issues that you take on board, as you say, can be very similar, whether it's in Spain or France or Germany or Northern Ireland. There's a trend and a trait there. But surely there must be some issues that are much more serious than others.
Of course. And that's what we are talking in those sessions about, human rights challenges, as we did in Barcelona 1 month ago, when we met also a lot of our colleagues discussing which were the challenges for the 21st century, like the big dilemma of freedom in front of security. People in some countries are scared about different phenomena like terrorism, attentats, etc. And sometimes governments take the shortest path of cutting freedoms and not having in mind that maybe it's not the best way to fight those fears.
And as the Catalonian Ombudsman, are you worried at all that we may be about to exit Europe, the European Union?
Yeah, we are discussing of also in within the borders of the European Union with respect to any process that is going on for democratic decisions on what would be the future of the European Union. We have the same problem in some sense.
So you'll have problems whether we're in the union or out of the union. The problems will remain the same, but our input to human rights, will it remain the same if we are out of the European Union?
I would say that inside the European Union, I am talking now as Catalan Ombudsman, I don't want to go into the UK discussion for your decision and referendum. If we are inside the European Union, we have stronger tools to protect human rights. Like, for example, the so-called Lisbon Treaty, the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. It's a very big step on to protect citizens for human rights.
Good speaking to you. I know you're going in at a 9:45, which is in about 30 seconds time, to contribute again to the actual event. And I appreciate your time, Raphael. Thanks indeed for joining us on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Raphael Rebo, the principal speaker at this 2-day event that's happening in Belfast.